KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies and 23 degrees. We could see some areas of fog this morning, otherwise expect partly cloudy to cloudy skies and a high of 38, with winds north at 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Authorities in Iowa and Nebraska have responded to numerous vehicle crashes as the season's first widespread snow turned roads icy. Police in Lincoln, Nebraska say they responded to more than a dozen crashes in the span of 2 hours because of the overnight snow. The Iowa State Patrol says ice completely covered roads earlier near Interstate 80 and 880 interchange, and two semi-tractor trailers had rolled over. Earlier this morning at around 6:20, the DOT reported I-480 westbound between exit 53B, that's U.S. Highway 6, I-29, and the end of 480 in Council Bluffs, was reduced to one lane due to a crash. And the roadways on Highway 5 northbound at Southwest 9th in Des Moines are also icy with black ice, and the bridges are icy, that is, with black ice, and there have been several accidents along that stretch of road. Police in Lincoln, Nebraska say at least 14 crashes were reported in their area between 11 p.m. Monday and 1 a.m. today, with vehicles sliding off the roads and a handful of rollover accidents. City crews were called to apply brine and sand to slick spots ahead of the morning commute. A traffic stop at around 10 p.m. Monday in Red Oak resulted in a citation on a drug charge for a man from Imogene. After 20-year-old Trevor Dylan Cowell was pulled over, Red Oak police located marijuana in his car. Call was cited for the possession of marijuana and then released. Police in Council Bluffs were called just before 9 a.m. Monday to the area of South 9th Street and 2nd Avenue in Council Bluffs for a possible dead body that was wrapped in a sheet. Officers arrived on the scene and confirmed the report. Authorities say at this time the suspicious death investigation is in its beginning stages, and as updates arise, they will be sent out and no names will be released until the victim's family is contacted. If anyone has information about the incident, you're asked to contact Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4765 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that deputies had responded at around 2:05 a.m. Sunday to a two-vehicle accident at the intersection of Highway 71 and Jasper Road. Authorities say a 2012 Buick Enclave owned and driven by 30-year-old Ross Campbell of Omaha was northbound on Highway 71 when his vehicle struck a southbound 2008 Mercury driven by 56-year-old Lynn Marie Maurer of Griswold. Campbell was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Upon further investigation, he was arrested for OWI's second offense and cited for failure to maintain control, driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway as well. Campbell was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. Damage from the collision amounted to $16,000. And on Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 29-year-old Jessica Lynn Pierce of Omaha for OWI first offense and carrying a weapon while intoxicated. Pierce was later released also on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a deputy dispatched at around 8:20 p.m. Saturday to a residence in rural northwest Avoca arrested a man for domestic abuse assault by strangulation with regard to an incident between a man and two women. Following an investigation, 32-year-old Curtis Clayton Rowe of Avoca was arrested and transported to the Pott County Jail. And at around 11:45 p.m. Saturday, a traffic stop on Old Lincoln Highway and Coldwater Streets in Honey Creek resulted in the arrest of 38-year-old Crystal Dawn Grund. She was taken into custody for OWI first offense. City of Exira says officials with Mid-American Energy has informed them that there will be a power outage today in the area of 100 Knutson Street. The power is expected to be out from around 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. while repairs and maintenance are underway. And Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate's Fall 2019 Iowa Youth Straw Poll takes place in schools across Iowa today. More than 300 schools have registered to take part in the Straw Poll, which will measure students' preferred candidates in the presidential, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House races. Live results will be posted on the Secretary of State's website at sos.iowa.gov and are available at a link in the same story on the news page at kjan.com. An alphabetical list of schools participating in the straw poll is also available on a link in this story. Some of the area districts include Adair, Casey, Guthrie Center High School, Atlantic Community Schools, and Atlantic High School, the CCEOC, Cam High School, the Clarinda Middle School and High School, and Griswold High School, to name just a few. The goal of the straw poll is to engage students in a fun, hands-on learning experience that will inspire them toward civic engagement. In our funeral announcements, Mardell Stewart, age 94, of Brooklyn Heights, New York, and formerly of Audubon, died October 22nd. Funeral services for Mardell Stewart will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Richard Chris Jorgensen, age 70, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday at the VA Medical Center in Omaha. A funeral service for Richard Jorgensen will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Robert D. Garner, age 76, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Robert Garner will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. John McFarland, age 62, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Iowa Lutheran in Des Moines. A Celebration of Life gathering for John McFarland will be Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Hotel Greenfield in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Jack Pickham, age 70, of Avoca, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Nursing Home. A Celebration of Life for Jack Pickham will be next Monday at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Alberta Becker, age 93, of Cumberland, died October 23rd at the Heritage House. A Celebration of Life funeral service for Alberta Becker will be next Monday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.